Hello.
Hey, is this Ray?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Ray, this is Steve from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. Good.
All right.
How's your morning going? Good. Good?
Yeah, not too bad.
Hey, right on. You got a minute to talk? I'm actually just following up with you. Saw your interest in a working capital loan.
Yeah, I've gotten a few things from you guys in the past, and I have to say I just blew right by it. Yeah, I never heard of it, but
oh, okay.
For some reason, I just thought, let me hold on to this, and yeah, I've been doing this a long time, and
I was just going to say, I'm glad you held on to it. Let me just verify some few things first real quick, just for, security reasons, and then we can go over some things. Can you just verify your address for me?
My store, I have two of them, so that I have 1200 Cooper Street, Depp,
yep,
New
that
Jersey,
one.
And, okay.
And, how about your phone number
14,
for you?
It's 856-845-0339 as the store. And the number you just called is my cell, 609-929-5686.
Okay, and if you can just, your email?
ray@cornerstoneql.com.
Right on. Okay, and then just how would you, how's your business structured? Is it like an LLC or is it a...
Yes.
LLC. All right, cool. All right, man. So, we have many programs, so depending on your specific needs, let's see what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, I kept listening and seeing the presentation you guys have with that English guy there on,
yeah,
on your website there. I don't know how your company works. I mean, you just take another position, or do you, because I have a advance, and I wanted to get out of it, to get away from the company and just, start fresh, because I need some things, and, and
so
our business, starts to take, flight now, because,
okay.
Kids go back to school. It's the end of the summer, so
yep.
You get like a week that's up and down. But yeah, now it'll start taking off again.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the fourth quarter is usually the big season.
I mean,
so you're
pretty busy all the time. So
well, that's good. It's good, man. How long have you guys been in business for?
Over 20 years.
Oh, right on. Okay. So you already have an advance? Is that what you said? You have a working capital
yeah.
already. Okay. Do you know what the balance is on that?
Yes, I do. For this store, it's 47.8, but it's not. That's up till July 29th, not counting this month at all. So I would say another 3,000-4,000 off of that.
Okay. And who's that with? Just out of curiosity.
That's BFS.
BFS?
Yes.
Okay. Why do you want to get away from them? I'm just curious.
Because I don't want to deal with them. I want
okay.
one loan, and I don't like the everyday stuff.
Okay.
Every day. So, if it was once a week, once a month, I mean, holy crap,
mm-hmm.
every single day of the week is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I take a percentage. It's not crazy, but still.
Okay. With our capital loans, it is unsecured cash.
Right.
So with that being said, it's, the terms on that is usually, anywhere from 3 to 36 months. But for, for first time customers, it's usually about the 3 to 24 months. So it's going to be
right.
a little bit shorter just because we haven't done business with you or anything like that. But, like I said, we're a relationship based.
Well,
bank,
I mean,
so.
I didn't know which way to go. Do I,
yeah.
Last night I'm sitting here and I'm going over numbers and I'm thinking, do I just get cash flow because, and go through the, I need a new computer in here. I that's what I'm looking at. I don't know if I just go for, 30, 40 grand loan or do I, go for the whole big one. So,
mm-hmm. Okay. Our the capital loans that we do is it's mostly based off your gross annual sales. We can usually mm-hmm. do about 10-15%. What were your gross annual sales like last year?
Total between both stores was like 7-something, 8.
800,000 or 8 million?
Yeah. 8 million. I wouldn't be talking to you if it was 8 million. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Okay. So, yeah. So, now you said you have two stores, right? Are they both yes. called Cornerstone and Quick Lube?
No. One's Cornerstone 2, and this one's Cornerstone Quick Lube. All right, Murphy.
You're busy man today.
Yeah, right. You too, man. I will. Take care. I'm sorry.
No worries. You're all good. Okay. Does the Quick Lube, does that one have a higher revenue than the other one, or?
No. Actually, they've been hanging around the same, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, but usually the other one, that'll do, you know, 50 plus, 60, 70.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because what I'm thinking is that, you know, we can take a look at both of them because, you know, if you're going to take it on the Quick Lube or whichever one, we'll see which one fits better. Okay. So 800,000. So yeah, so we could, you know, unlock, you know, roughly about 80,000 for you, 80 to about 95. And that's what we could do for you. Now, the thing, like I said, it is unsecured cash. So, you know, it might be just, you know, a little bit more expensive. But the thing with that is that you will, you know, qualify for one of the best programs that we have just because, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to get you the best deal.
Right.
Is that how much you're looking for, or what were you thinking about? How much were you looking to get?
I mean, I don't want to be a pig either, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, if, you know, you're a new company, you know, for myself to deal with, I'm thinking, should I grab, you know, take a loan for $30,000 and get, you know, my relationship started with you guys and see how my pay is, and you see how, you know,
mm-hmm.
I do pay back. I do have a good, you know, I've always paid, and, you know, I don't have any problem there, and I have good credit, so.
Okay, yeah, speaking of credit, what's your credit at, ballpark?
I'm in, you're like about 670.
Okay.
No, it's not bad.
Not bad. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, capital loans don't really go off of the credit. I mean, we do take a look at it, but it's not a big factor. It's, you know, annual sales, like I said.
Right.
So that's a cool thing. Yeah, so, I mean, if you... The way I do things usually is let's just get you qualified for the most amount possible, and then we'll work backward from there. You don't, mm-hmm. let's say you get approved for 80,000. You don't have to take all of that. You can take as much
right.
as you want. And then, you know, if you want to, you know, if you want, you know, think about that and do all that and build a relationship with us. Cause like I said, we're a relationship based bank. You know, one transaction is not going to keep our doors open. We like to do business with people you know, and to be honest, Bank of Cardiff, I know nobody's really heard of it, but we are very competitive and we're very good at what we do. I mean, we pretty much, you know, I'm not trying to gloat or anything like that, but you know, we're the best. Okay. How long have you been considering to do this?
Well, I've been considering, I mean, I just got your thing, like, mm-hmm. the letter a couple of weeks, last week I think I got it, and like I said, I think you sent it to my home, and I was like, you know what,
really?
I'm going to hold it, let me check, I think maybe you sent it to the other store, I don't know, man, I run around like a nut, you know, I'm an actual owner-operator, I'm here. I just had a leap for about a half hour because I almost sliced half my thumb off, but...
Oh, man.
I went and stitched that up and came right back.
That feels good.
But,
thumb's sensitive, too.
Huh?
The thumb is very sensitive, man. I've cut my thumb off before, too.
Oh, yeah. I got it pretty good, but a little bit more would have shaved that whole side off, but...
Yeah, it feels... Ouch.
A couple stitches there and wrapped up and came right back.
Back to work.
Yep.
Right on, man. Do you have your own local bank that you normally use, or is it always been BFS that you just go through?
No, I'll tell you what, I was with Principus Capital for 4 or 5 years. They were really upset, obviously, that I was leaving them.
Mm-hmm.
And the BFS deal, I should have never did it, you know, they just wanted my business, and this guy, I went to a different company. I even forget who the hell the name was. But they use BFS. Okay. And then I got this guy from, which I've never had, from the company, and he's saying, like, calling me from his cell phone. I'm at the friggin' gym, and this guy's calling me. I'm like, what's up, man? And he says, hey, man, after we pay off Principus, you know, you're going to net like $20,000. I'd like to get you $25,000. I'm like, okay. He said, now, can you do me a favor, man, because I'm moving? Because my company doesn't give me a big commission on this. Is there any way between me and you can hit me back with $1,500? I said, what, man? Like, I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And then this guy was relentless, dude. He kept me, he had his, I guess one of his friends calling me.
Oh my God.
I said, I'm not dealing with this crap.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, dude.
You know, I did my credit cards to BFS uses Integrity, and, let me tell you something. It was just a bad deal. When I called the company, I read the first paragraph saying that I was going to lease the machine. I said, I'm not going to lease a machine. I could pay $400 or $500 for it. Mm-hmm. Why would I lease it for $40-$50 a month? That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I'm paying.
He said, Ray, he's like, nah, you're not going to have to do that. I said, then why is it on the contract?
Mm-hmm.
It's on the contract. He said, I'll get it taken off. Don't worry. It'll be okay. I said, all right, I'm going to go by what you're saying. You're going to be saving money. Okay. Yeah, I'm saving money because it's less percentage. That's where I'm saving. But you're still, I'm getting charged to these people to lease this machine. And sure as hell, they're charging me. You know, I'm paying a lease fee. I'm like, I'm getting them paid off. And I'm saying goodbye. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter what.
Okay.
So,
well, there you go, man. You got to do what you got to do, man. That's a bad situation to be in for the most part.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Most of this, I had a very, very, very good relationship with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
well, I promise you I'll never call you, like, with my cell phone while you're at the gym or anything like that, or have my friends call you, so.
Oh, man, I never had that. I felt bad for the guy, but holy crap, man. You don't call a customer saying, can you give me $1,500 on the side, man?
No, you don't do that. That's sketch, man. That's crazy. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, back to, when were you looking to get this, like, as soon as possible, or is there a time frame?
I'd like to get the ball rolling.
Okay. Okay.
Why are you going on vacation, or?
No, I'm not going. No, absolutely not. It's about to be the fourth quarter, man. This is the peak season for me. It's good.
Right.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, what we can do. What's a good? This is a good email for you, right? This is the best email for you. The Cornerstone QL one.
Right. Okay. CornerstoneQL.com. That's my only email.
Okay. So I don't know if you saw this, but our paperwork is pretty light. It's just,
well, I heard it, but yeah.
It's okay. I'll go over it. It's a one page application that I'm going to send it to you through email. It's your, most recent 6 months of bank statements and the 2015 tax return. If you don't, do you have the 2015? Did you file for that?
I don't have my 2015 yet.
Okay. No. Do you have the 2014?
Yeah, I got 14.
Okay. Do you have an extension for the 15?
Yes.
Okay. So that'll work perfectly. And then, because your guys are quickly, because
I don't have it physically. My accountant has all that stuff.
Okay, that's fine. Now, because you guys are quickly, you guys take credit cards?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'll just need four months of merchant statements, because I can get you actually qualified for better programs that way, too. And then we can go from there. Now,
the only way I can get a better program is if I paid off the other, note.
Exactly. And I was going to say, if you have, like, the payoff letter or the loan agreement, like the loan contracts with the BFS, send that over to you. That way we can take a look at those and, beat all that. Now, I know you said the payments are really important thing for you. Now, we have monthly, weekly, and daily. So those are the three that we do have, and it depends on what you qualify for. And now, like I said, relationship-based bank, stay with us, and you can qualify for, you know, more of those monthly ones. Now, unsecured cash, it's those for first-time customers. We don't know, like, how you're, you know, I know you told me that you pay all your bills and all that stuff like that, but, you know, we get business owners always all the time that, you know, they say they do these things, and, you know, I'm not saying that you don't do it. I'm just, unsecured cash is very risky, first time.
Well, they're all unsecured cash, man. Anybody you deal with, and Principus, everybody.
Okay.
BFS, I mean, I didn't have to put my house up, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, no, I gotcha. No, the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, I have a lot of customers. I do a lot of business owners all the time. I actually same person in your same situation. You know, I've been here for, you know, like 2 years. I had a guy who took out like a working capital loan, you know, and the first time, you know, he was on, you know, weekly payments, and then, you know, he wasn't really happy with that. He wanted to do monthly, but I told him to stay with us. He stayed with us, and now he pulled out something about a week ago, some more working capital. And now he's doing monthly payments. So, you know, if you just stay with us, you know, you can get, you know, the better programs. So why don't we just do this? I'll send you all the information. Do you think you can get it back to me today, or what do you think?
Well, you send them to me, and I'll go over it and see what I can get. I mean, you said you needed a little bit. You need a whole shitload of stuff.
Yeah, well, yours is
6 months, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but if you look at it on paper, it's not that bad. Because banks usually take like 6 months. And, you know, we can get you an answer within 24. The nice thing is that it's for Friday. I actually have a meeting with my underwriters today, and I have a buddy in the underwriting department.
It's Thursday, talk to him today.
Oh, yeah, it's Thursday, isn't it? Man, I am living way too in the future. Wish it was Friday. Yeah, okay. So I do have a meeting with him tomorrow. So if you give me that stuff, I can talk to him about your file and things like that and go over it with him. Yeah, but if you just want to get that to me as soon as you can, let me send this information to you, and then it'll have the list and my contact information, and we'll go from there, man. How's that sound?
Okay.
Yeah?
That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'll, if I don't hear anything from you today, I'll give you just a call tomorrow, I guess.
Okay.
All right, Ray. Well, anything else I can help you with, or you have any questions?
No. Just, you know, shoot it out, and let's see how easy your process is.
All right, man. I promise you, it's pretty easy. All right, man. Okay. All right, Ray. Well, I mean, appreciate your time,
let's
man.
See. You want 6 months at 6 months at bank, 6 months at 4 months at credit card. You want my tax return? What else you want? My son, my daughter, anything else?
Blood type.
Yeah.
No, dude. That's about it.
Okay.
That's all good. All right.
All right.
All right, Ray, I'll be in contact with you, all right? Be in touch.
Okay.
All right, have a good day, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.